Well, right now it's on the verge of being a mess. You know, every one of the three regions is in disarray for one reason or another, either due to lack of suitability findings, a referenda outcomes, or in the case of Southeastern Mass, the uncertainty surrounding the Indian tribe and tribal gaming. So right now, you know, besides the fact that Massachusetts have moved slower than any other state in history in authorizing expanded gaming, it's now looking to the point that we could very conceivably end up in a situation where there's no one left standing.
And why is that? What could possibly lead to that?
Two things. There's still at least one referenda to go in Milford for the Foxwoods proposal in the greater Boston area. The two people who have won referenda, which is MGM in Springfield and Wynn Resorts in Everett, Massachusetts, have not yet been found suitable. And given the standard that was set earlier by the commission in rejecting Caesars Entertainment, you know, there are at least question marks on both of those proposals with respect to suitability findings. So it could be that the people found suitable can't win elections, and those that win elections aren't found suitable.
Let's talk about the election outcomes first. Let's talk about Palmer. I know that's an area that you're somewhat familiar with because Mohegan Sun has been had this proposal on the table in Palmer since way back, even before Massachusetts moved to legalize casino gaming.
Yep.
How surprised were you at the outcome of the vote in Palmer, recognizing that it was very close and Mohegan is going to petition for a recount?
That one surprised me a lot. And the reason is because we have actually done polls in Palmer going back to 2006, 2007. And those polls consistently showed a strong level of support that was increasing every year that we did a poll, to the point the last one we did, admittedly, was in 2010, 2011. It showed 65% of the residents said they would vote to support and authorize a casino in Palmer. So that one looked like a slam dunk.
And in East Boston, what happened there?
I think what happened there was really related to the Caesars Entertainment situation, where the commission, just before the election, declared them to be unsuitable. All of the host community agreements, the two that had been negotiated with Suffolk Downs, included Caesars Entertainment as part of that package. I think what happened is that there was about 10 or 12% of the voters who were undecided, according to the polls. I think those undecideds flipped the other way as a result of what happened with Caesars.
Now, the folks who run Suffolk Downs are talking about trying to reconfigure their project so that it just fits into the Revere portion. We should point out, for people who aren't familiar with this, the property actually straddles two communities, East Boston and Revere, and voters in Revere approve the casino development. How feasible is it, given the fact that they've got a December 31st deadline to file a final application with the Gaming Commission? How feasible is it that they can resurrect this project?
They're under a time pressure, but it is feasible. I mean, keep in mind that on the Revere side, they have 52 acres, which is more than enough to build a casino. It would require them to relocate their horse barns over to the Boston side, so there's going to be some additional costs involved in that restructuring. It's really mainly an architectural issue, a sort of a redesign of the proposal.
In Western Massachusetts right now, MGM is the last operator standing, but they could face a problem with the suitability question. Let's talk about that. What's the issue that's confronting MGM here?
The issue with MGM has to do with their business relationships in Macau, particularly with a woman by the name of Pansy Ho. She is the daughter of Stanley Ho, who is reputed to be a major mobster in Macau. The question marks there were large enough that the New Jersey Casino Control Commission at one point ordered MGM to divest themselves of their 50% share in the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City because of those relationships. They later reversed that decision, but it was certainly enough there to capture their attention. And the Massachusetts Commission, based on its Caesars Entertainment ruling, has set an even higher standard. So there's definitely a question mark there that has to be resolved.
But on the other side, MGM won a favorable suitability ruling recently in Maryland. So does that bode well for them?
Not necessarily. Massachusetts has said it's going to set a stricter and higher standard than any other state Unlike most states, such as Maryland, they're not relying on the findings of other states. They're really conducting these investigations from the ground up as if nothing else had been done before. And the result of that is that what happens in other states doesn't necessarily bode well here. I mean, keep in mind that Harrah's Entertainment, or Caesars Entertainment, was certified in 23 different jurisdictions in the United States, and Massachusetts still found them unsuitable.
You said that we're heading towards a mess here. How do we avoid this?
Well, first thing is to get a license issued. I think one of the things that we will see, and everybody's forgotten about this, is the slot parlor license is due to be issued fairly soon. So that will at least get something up and running and start some revenue moving and set some positive momentum. I think another way they could move forward is to get southeastern Massachusetts straightened out and just move that thing forward, get some vendors down there. So they do have some windows, but and it also depends on what happens in Greater Boston with the wind suitability hearing, and then with whether or not Suffolk can get its proposal reconfigured. So there are opportunities, but if everything was to go wrong, and I certainly think there's a possibility that could happen, we could end up with a gaming commission that has no casinos to regulate.
And what would they do at that point? Start the process all over again?
I think that's all you can do. I'm not sure the legislature would be willing to go back and revisit the legislation and redesign it in some ways. I think what you'd have to do is just press the reset button and start the process all over again.
Would there be interest in coming to Massachusetts at that point by the gaming companies, especially when you look at the fact that the voters in New York earlier this week authorized the development of commercial casinos there?
And I think the answer there is yes and no. I think there'll be a lot of hesitation. If you follow the Las Vegas media and the gaming industry trade publications like I do, you will see that there was a great deal of consternation about what happened with Caesars Entertainment. So I don't think it's the competition that would scare them off. I think it's the gaming commission that might scare them off.